Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Janet. I usually don't do programs on here about things that are happening in the world today, but this story was so, it's troubled my heart so much, I wanted to get on here and talk about the Shaquille Robinson murder case in Cabo, Mexico, in October, I think it was. I wanted to talk about, it's a scary world out there, people, because it really is. But first, let me say, if you have something that you would want to say and want to call in, that area code number for free calling is 515-605-9746. Okay, so let me get into this. Shaquille Robinson was a beautiful 25-year-old black woman who was, you know, just starting a business. I think they said she had a hair braiding business, and she was just coming up in the world. You know, and I'm sure her parents had hopes and aspirations for her to go on and make something out of her life. Everybody that talked about her really seemed to care about her and said that she was a nice woman and everything. But these people that she went to Cabo, Mexico with, she thought were her friends. And I'm just going to say, she thought. My mother used to tell me, just because somebody smiles in your face, gives you compliments, tells you how beautiful you are or how smart you are, doesn't mean that they like you. You know, that's like a puppy. When people see a puppy's tail's wagging, everything, he's so happy, he thinks everybody loves them until he finds out that somebody kicks him, and then he realizes not everybody. Well, Shaquille didn't really know these friends. So you need to know your friends. My mother used to tell me when I'd want to go places with some of my friends when I was younger, and she said, you don't want to associate with them. And I couldn't understand. I said, well, my mother's old. She doesn't understand. These are my friends. They like me. They care about me. My mother was so right. Oh, if she were alive today, I could tell them, you know, things that she told me that I understand now. One of those friends went to prison. Another one is dead. And they all got in bad situations. And if I hadn't hung around with them, I would have ended up the same way. But I think Shaquille really thought that she knew these friends, because obviously they said they went to college together, and maybe they were in the same sorority. I don't know if she was in a sorority or not. I'm just saying maybe. And so she thought she knew them. She thought she knew because of the way they treated her. But see, you don't know the intent of somebody's heart. We look on the outside. God looks on the inside. And so she really thought she knew these people. And that one guy that came to her, you know, her house, her mother and them said he came over all the time. He was like her best buddy. He, you know, let them beat her up and stood there and watched it. What kind of a friend is that? That's not a friend. That's an enemy. See, everybody smiles in your face. It's not your friend. There was a song out once that said, smile on your face all the time. They want to take your place, the backstabbers. That song had a lot of truth in it. That's a backstabber, all right. See, you have to watch people. Jealousy is an evil monster. And I hate to say it, jealousy is more among women than it is among men. Men don't worry about a lot of things that women. We look at other women and see their hair, their nails, their body size, the clothes they wear, the shoes they wear. And if we can't measure up to that, then we think we should have what they've got. And then we get envious and get angry inside. You may, you know, covered up with a facade of a smile on the outside, but on the inside, you're seething mad because you think, how come she deserves all that? I should look like that, or I should have this. And she went there with $17,000. Where's that? And if you don't do anything wrong, why do you run? See, that's one thing. When I watch movies on TV sometime, when the crooks, they do wrong and then they run. Well, if you haven't done anything wrong, why you got to run? So all these people, these six friends of her, they all ran. Now, one of them is caught, and who knows? It's all going to come out because the videos are showing things, and more videos are coming out, and the police are dipping more into this. After a while, you're going to see this story on TV. Producers and directors are listening to all this, and they'll come up with a storyline. You know, they may have to change it a little bit. They'll come up with actors who can play the part of her and the other ones that can get to play the part of her friend. And that story one day will be on TV. It'll be called probably the Shaquille Robinson's story. But the only ones who really know what happened in that room are the ones that were there, the ones that let her die or that helped her die, and then had the nerve to go back home to her mother and tell her that she died of alcohol poisoning And the autopsy said there was no alcohol in her body. I mean, but how can you kill somebody and then go live your life and then go to their parents and sit and look at them in the face and know you didn't kill them, killed their daughter, your child? That takes some nerve. That really takes nerve. But see, as a pastor, I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of evilness in the world. There are a lot of demon spirits in people that call, you know, that want murder, you know, and they have hatred. And all the time walking among you looking like they're your friend. That's why I wrote a book once for a little kid, for children, called It's a Scary World Out There, about a little boy who was afraid of everything. And I can understand that, because in this world, you know, kids wonder if they'll even grow up. They live in the midst of gangs, wars, and fightings, and robberies, and all kind of stuff. And in my book, I talked about how older people would help them. So they didn't have to be afraid. A father and a mother, God put these people on earth to nurture them and take care of them. Now, I'm sure Shaquille Robinson's mother loved her daughter beyond anything. She would have given her life instead of her daughter so her daughter could go on. How do you think she feels? And another thing, how would the mothers of these people feel? If that was my daughter that killed somebody, oh, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what, but I wouldn't hide her. I would not, you know, love, you know, covers a multitude of sins, but God expects the person to own up to it, to repent. And these people have not repented. They ran off and just left her body there. And what kind of friends are they? A friend is a second self. And by that I mean a friend is a second self. They think like you. They feel like you. They have compassion. Their emotions are the same. That's what draws you to that person. And they become your friend because they're so much like you. These people were nothing like Shaquille. They may, on the outside, try to act like they were, but their hearts were despicably evil. To do a tedious thing like that, to kill a young girl, 25, in her prime, and she wouldn't even fight back. And then how could you stand there and film this? How could you film what was happening? And that guy that was supposed to be her friend, her best bud, he stood there and let them kill his friend? Our true friend would have been in there fighting. They both might have died, but he would have been there for his friend. See, I don't understand this. See, young people have to understand, as they get older, because they're older, when they're younger, their parents rule their lives, so they think. They tell them what to do, when to go to bed, when to get up, you know, go to school. When they get 18, they think, I'm out of here. I had enough of this. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. I'm 18. I know what's going on in the world. You have to tell me. They think they know, but let me tell you, young people, you don't. Your parents have been out in this world. They know the hardships. They know the evilness. They've seen it. You haven't. And they've seen people that smile in their face, and all the time they want to take their place. You haven't, but you'll learn it. So why have to go to the school of hard knocks, listen to your parents? I don't know if she told her parents exactly all that was going on, but it did say she called her mother and told her that she was going to Cabo, Mexico for some kind of birthday party for a friend. But I don't know if she told her mother she was taking $17,000 with her in her suitcase. I'm sure her mother would have said, oh, don't do that. You know, that's dangerous. You don't want to carry that much money with you. You know, you could get robbed or hurt. So I don't think she told her mother that she had all that money. And, you know, I don't know if she was even living with her mother, because if she called her mother, I don't know if she called her mother. Maybe she had her own apartment and she was, you know, living by herself, you know, but she stayed in contact with her mother. You know, mothers and daughters are very close. So she probably stayed in contact with her mother and told her things that was going on in her life, you know. And she probably just maybe said, oh, I'm going to a birthday party in Cabo, Mexico, with some friends, you know, and her mother might have asked her some questions. She said, oh, it's just a birthday party. You know what kids do? They don't want to divulge the whole situation. So they'll just say, oh, it's just a birthday party. But she didn't tell her mother she was paying for that villa in Cabo, Mexico. I'm sure her mother would have said, well, why can't the others chip in? How come you have to pay it off as a birthday party and all these people going? See, some things kids leave out. They leave out the most important detail. I'm sure her mother would have said something about, well, I don't think that's good for you to, why should you pay for everything and don't carry that amount of money? See, mothers can see there's something in it, like intuition, you know, spiritual insight that, you know, God gives mothers, that they sometimes can even see what their kids can't see. And they try to tell them, but the kids won't listen. So it's very important for kids to realize it is a scary world out there. You walk in the streets and you see people passing. You don't know. You could be passing a murderer. You could be passing a robber, walking by a rapist. And you don't know. So you just, it's nice to want to be friends with everyone. But like my mother told me, everybody's not your friend. And you can't be friends with everybody. Because this world, this world has got so much problem, so much sin, so much is going on. And the young people think they can handle it, but they can't. I'm telling you right now, you cannot handle it. You cannot handle the things in this world. Only God can. I feel for her parents. They have my deepest sympathy. And I'm just so sorry. And I pray that God soothe their hearts with his spiritual balm of healing and let them know how much they are loved and that their daughter is okay. I pray that she knew the Lord and that she is with him. I truly do. From what her father said, she wasn't a fighter. She was very quiet. You know, even when they said on that tape, you know, the guy was saying, why don't you fight back? Aren't you going to hit back? And she said, no. Her father said she wasn't a fighter. He said she was a quiet girl, nice girl. It's just very sad to me that this happened to her and that these friends, I look at the pictures that they're showing. I'm going to do another one of these little, I'm doing the audio here, but I'm going to do it on my YouTube channel too, you know, and I want to talk about that so it can be posted on YouTube. But it is a very scary world. That's why little kids are scared. And not only little kids, men walking around in business suits, women in fine suits, and they're scared. They're scared because they don't know what could happen to them. You can be minding your own business and somebody will jump out of and attack you and hurt you, murder you, rape you. See, you have to be careful in this world. It's nice to help people. I see all the videos where they're helping people and giving them money. That's good. But see, they're not by themselves. There's a camera there. And he's watching them. So people are going to react a little differently if they know they're going to be on camera. Now, some of them, you know, are not exactly what you are really seeing. They're doing that because it's on a camera. And a lot of the people that they're helping or passing by and ask for help, they stop and think when they see that camera because they don't want to be caught on camera, so they just move on. So you never know. You always have to be on your guard. You know, my mother told me that. She said, my mother used to always tell me I was too friendly. And I guess I'm still like that. I'm very trusting, very friendly. I speak to people on the streets, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll look at me and say good morning. You know, my mother said, everybody doesn't want to hear a good morning because they're not having a good morning. She said, so you got to be careful, you know. So now, you know, I still speak to people on the streets and I still smile, you know, because I have a ministry and I give out clothing sometimes, you know, and things like that. You know, and I donate to organizations to help people. But I do know that everybody is not my friend. But I treat everybody the way God wants me to treat them, with kindness, mercy, love, and respect. This world does not know respect. They need to learn respect for others. They want the best for them. You know what's going to be so funny? On TV shows, so many times you see when a crook is caught, he may have shot, killed, or raped somebody. But as soon as the police catch him, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. That's the first thing they say. Don't hurt me. Don't shoot. They don't want to die. They don't want to be hurt, but they'll hurt somebody else. That's the way I feel these friends. Eventually, it's all going to come out. It's going to be a tattletale story here. They're each going to tattle on the other when they get it all together. But finally, the truth is going to come out. But God knows the truth already. He knows who killed that girl. Her spine was broken, and something with her neck was out of place or something. So somebody did that. And that person will never have a moment's rest until they repent and own up to what they did, because that was wrong. That girl did not deserve, nobody deserves to die like that. I'm sorry, nobody. So you have to be careful out there, people. Young people especially, you think everybody is your friend. And you've got to stop and think, the only two friends you have are in your family. Your mother, your father, your sisters, your brother, they're your true friends. You may not think it. You may argue and fight at home with your parents and stuff like that. But you know when the rubber meets the road, those people in your family are going to be there for you. That's friendship. That's friendship. But what these people were to her were enemy. And they were disguised as friends. And she didn't know it. But I think she realized it. But it was a little bit too late. Don't let it be too late for you. Don't listen to everybody and think that they know more than your parents do, or don't think that you know more than your parents do, because let me tell you, you don't. I can tell you right now, you don't. Oh, I wish I could spend another minute with my mother and tell her everything she told me was true. That's what's so funny. She told me so many things about life. You know, one time she told me, she said, skin ain't nothing but a color. Because I was helping these little, I was young, and I was helping these little girls beat up this little Caucasian boy, or white boy, as you want to say. And my mother caught me, and she said, what are you doing? And she pulled me away, and, you know, she whipped me. And she said, what are you doing that for? I said, I was just helping my sisters. And she said, well, what do you mean? She said, they're not your family. She said, just because they're your skin color don't make them your family. She said, skin don't make you kin. She said, remember that. And you know, to this day, I remember that. She said, in life, you'll meet many people not of your skin color. Maybe they're white, Spanish, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, Yugoslavian, Russian. She said, that'll be more family to you than those in your family. Sometimes that happens. So I've always learned to treat people with kindness, mercy, love, and respect the same way I want to be treated. But those people in Cabo, Mexico, they did not treat Shaquilla Robinson like they wanted to be treated. They wouldn't have wanted to be beat. They wouldn't have wanted to have their spine broken. But that's what they did to her. And then, as cowards always do, they ran away. They were cowards. They ran away. But it's all going to come out in the wash. My mother always said, I used to know, wonder what that saying meant. She said, it'll come out in the wash. That means everything's going to come out in the open eventually. And like I said, someday you're going to see a story that's going to bring to your mind. They may not have the same name, you know, and they might make the situation different just slightly, but you'll say to yourself, you know, that reminds you of that story about that girl that was killed, you know, that the news was talking about way back in October of what so-and-so year. Mark my word, there's going to come out a movie about this girl's life and what happened to her in Cabo, Mexico. So everything does come out in the wash. And all that they did, all that they tried to hide, somebody felt guilty, because where did those videos come from? Somebody felt guilty. Or else maybe they called themselves feeling proud of what they did. You know, some psycho people, you know, they could post stuff like that because they think, look what I did. Shows, you know, how mean and tough and strong I am. I took this person's life away. Well, so I don't know which it was. It was because of guilt they posted a video, or because they wanted to show, you know, what they had done. But it'll all come out. Mark my word, it'll all come out. Shaquilla Robinson will be vindicated. They will tell exactly what happened to her. And those people, you know, if they get tried in Mexico and get convicted there, they go to a Mexican jail. Now, they got the one girl. I forgot what her name is, but they got her, and the others will come along. It's all going to come out. You know, it. Right now, the government, the police are working on the weakest link, and that's that girl. But let me tell you, there's more weak links. And after what, you know how crooks, they always tell on each other. It always, you know, it always comes out. They tell on each other. They have no loyalty to each other. They're only loyal to themselves. But you mark my word, when they do get caught, they're going to sit and they're going to reflect on how they killed that girl and why they killed that girl. And if they don't repent, one thing about God is a forgiving God. I know some people won't want to hear that, but God is a forgiving God. If they repent from their heart, they may have to serve their sins and pay for their crime. God expects that to happen, but their souls won't be lost. And I pray for all those souls of those people that were there in that room when she was being killed, and did nothing and said nothing but had the nerve to film it. I pray that one day they will wake up and realize just what it means to take a life, because theirs could be taken too. I just wanted to come on and put this little video on. If you wanted to say something about what I've spoken about, please feel free to call. It's area code 515-605-9746. But I do think it's very important that we realize that this world is truly not our home. The people in it are not your friends. Not all of them. I'm not saying there are true friends out there, but you have to be careful. A true friend, like I said, is a second self. When you find somebody like you that has your same emotions and compassion for others and will help people and will help you, who will always be there for you when you're down and out, then you found a true friend. But when you're with people and you think they're your friends and all of a sudden they say something or do something, that's a red flag. That's a sign, and you think to yourself, well, where did that come from? I didn't know she felt like that. I had never heard her say that before. That's a red flag. And that's saying, watch out, be careful. They're not who you think they are. So many people in the world are not who you think they are. If you could follow behind closed doors, or if you could read mine, there was a TV show I wanted to call, I can't remember what it was, but people, and he always stayed away from them because if he brushed their arm or touched their finger or anything in any way, he saw exactly what they were thinking. Sometimes we need to have that. But God gives us a spirit of discernment. And discernment means there's something in your spirit that says something's not right here. Listen to that little voice. Sometimes you have to move away from people because they are detrimental to you in the end. It's better to move away from them now than to have trouble with them later. And Shakila, I think she had the wrong friends. She thought, you know, she was probably so trusting and so loving with these people. She took $17,000. She paid for the villa. She paid for everything that was going on there. And what did they pay for? It paid for her murder. It was all, I believe it was all a conspiracy. It was all planned to get her there. And she just didn't realize because she thought they were her friends. That's the sad part. She thought they were her friends. And they weren't. So I'm telling you people out there, especially you young people, be careful who you give your friendship to. Love and be kind to everybody. But when you go to pick a friend, make sure that friend is a second self, someone exactly like you, that you can look at them and know if I was dying, they'd be there to help me. That friend that was supposed to be Shaquilla's friend, he stood there and filmed while they killed her. He was not a friend. She thought he was, and her parents thought he was. They said he'd been over the house. He was so nice, you know, all this stuff and everything. And he even came by and, you know, brought her suitcase and all that, brought all this stuff back, but left her there, dead, and did nothing to help her. Her parents are very hurt about that, and I would be too. He would never be in my thoughts anymore. And all that's going to come upon them is about what the Bible says, what you sow, you reap. And they're going to reap exactly what they sowed. That poor girl died a miserable death. Miserable death. They said she died, really, she died 15 minutes after being beat. The one girl slammed her neck against the wall or something like that. And it was just a horrific death that she died, a horrifying death. And I know when she was dying, I don't know this. I don't mean to say it like that. I know when this started to happen, she was just shocked. She couldn't believe it. These were her friends. Why would they do this to her? So I know that was very hard for her. So she died, you know. But they will pay. What you sow, you reap. And they will be the very ones that want to live. See, when people that kill people, it's so strange. Like I said, I've seen it on TV so many times. These people have killed people and hurt people. But then when the police catch them, they say, well, don't hurt me. Don't shoot. Or if they grab them and put the cuff, oh, you're hurting my arm. Well, how do you think it feels to break somebody's spine? So I cannot feel sorry for them. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for their parents. Because when those parents of those girls, or those people in that stick that did this, when their child was born, they had no idea that their child would end up in a situation helping somebody kill somebody. And that's the case. They probably would rather that they'd not been born. I would rather not have my child born than to know in the end he was going to kill somebody. No, I would rather not have him born. So I feel for those parents because they're hurting too, that their child would be mixed up in some horrific crime like this and might end up, or probably, hopefully they will end up in prison somewhere paying for that crime. But the parents will pay continually. That's a hurt that their child brought to their heart. And Shaquilla's parents are paying now. They buried their daughter, their beautiful daughter, and the father said that when he saw her, I don't know if it was in the before they put her in the casket or what, but he said her lip was busted. She had bruises all across her face and her body. He said she was brutally beaten. which was so sad for him. He said he could hardly stand to look at her. Because I look at her picture on YouTube. You know, like I said, I'm going to do another little thing on YouTube so I can put it on too. But I looked at her. She's a beautiful girl. And he said her business was starting to thrive. I think there was a lot of jealousy. I really do. I think some of those people thought what she had should have been theirs. And since they couldn't have it, they killed her so she couldn't have it and took the money. But all that's going to come out. It's all going to come out. And I'll be so glad when it does because, you know, it. But like I said, one day you're going to see the Shaquilla Robinson story on TV. Might be a different name, and it may not be Cabo, Mexico. It might be, you know, someplace else. But it's going to be a story depicting what we're hearing now. Now, they might just call it the whole Shaquilla Robinson story. They could just do that, you know, get her parents' permission. You know, I don't know how they do that, but they could get her parents' permission to maybe, you know, do this story, you know, pay them for the rights to do this story, you know, which would probably help her parents a lot, and get actors to portray, you know, these people. But they're going to sit in prison, and I pray to God that they will repent and turn around and realize that what they did, they're going to have to pay for. God expects judgment. He's a God of judgment. We all have to pay for what we do. At the end of our life, we'll all stand before God. I'm a Christian. I don't know if you believe that or not, but it's true. We all got to stand before God and give account for the things that we did in our life. I would hate to have to stand before God, not repentant, and know where I'm going to end up because I would not repent, and I did this intentionally. So, young people, listen to your parents because it is a very scary, scary world out there. So many people are under so much pressure, and so many have hatred for others, jealousy and envy and cause strife and walking around with smiles on their faces that you have no idea of what's going on inside, but God does. But listen to a lot of times when you're with people, like I said, they'll say things or you'll hear things and look, and you'll think, why did she say that? I never thought she felt like that. Well, she's really angry. Listen to that little voice. That's a red flag. God gives us many red flags, but we just don't listen to them. So I'm saying listen. Listen to your heart. Your heart will never lead you wrong. Even if your friends have to deny you and you have to walk away from them, I mean you have to deny your friends and walk away from them, it's better to deny them than to have them ruin your life forever. So that's what I wanted to say. I give my sympathy to the Robinson family for their daughter, Shaquilla. And I pray that God will give them peace and comfort, knowing that she's no longer suffering. And I hope that he can paint their mind with Calvary's blood so that they will have peace about their daughter being gone. So that's what I wanted to say. So I want to thank you all for listening. And just be careful out there, people, because like I said before, everybody's not your friend. But in this world, I think we all come into it with the idea that everybody's going to like us, everybody's going to love us. And that's when the depression and stuff comes in, when we find out everybody doesn't. Everybody doesn't care about us. But you have to get to the point where you realize that God cares about you and seek God's will for your life and follow that path. God will lead you to the right place at the right time and to the right friends. So God bless you all, and thanks for listening. This is Pastor Janet. Have a very, very, a very, very happy day. God bless you. Bye-bye now.